1994. We're gathered for a gathering with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Well, we should give him an accolade. He got through that whole thing without stumbling. Almost, but not quite. We have experienced our first miracle of the afternoon. But we have another couple of ones to share. Wally, you're getting better. And we're all so pleased to have Lydia back among us. I don't know what to say about your medical profession, but I'd say that Lydia looks pretty good for not going to make it 3 weeks. But let us always respect and appreciate what is being brought against you, because the moment that you get careless is when you're going to be brought down. I want you to know and remember always that whatever God will have to offer to you will not be an instant cure unless the disease itself is purely mental. Because the soul and the body are two separate entities. And if an assault is made against the physical with a physical energy or a physical creation or manufacture, the physical can be overwhelmed. What do you have for your use is something that can keep you from succumbing to a physical transition. If you attend yourselves, I'll try to keep a jump ahead of you, and we are working and culturing some things that will act as ongoing types of, I don't know what to call it other than antibiotic. The cellular structure will hold the DNA particulate of what you might classify as an antibiotic agent. It won't work instantly as would an infusion of a directly applied antiseptic or antibiotic. It will not apparently kill a virus in front of you like a drop of hydrogen peroxide. So until you can get your own perceptions in order, you're just going to have to trust us enough to know that we know what we're doing. And enough to keep you out of trouble if you will abide by my requests. We're still not in the great marketing plane. That comes when you have facilities that can pass all the bastard's requirements. We do not put out there anything that they can stop my people from having. It means you're going to be sick from time to time because you are being fed things that are meant to be overwhelming to your system. But you will note, regardless of what you want to think about your illness, and oh, I feel so bad, most of you are almost immediately going through healing. From the assault to healing. But it takes a while for every cell of your body to be integrated. And we will be offering things as we move along here that can readily serve you. Now, by midweek, Wally, I will have some additive that will help you with the insulin production so that you don't have to be quite so careful. But I'll tell you now, you are doing fine. It takes a while to culture all these new little infants. Because what is available, you see, is not what is the illness. Insulin in diabetes is not the problem. Gluconol is the problem. And it has to do with the function of the pancreas. So to put Band-Aids on the problem is suitable, depending on the needs. On the other hand, with the proper tissue, we could culture the proper DNA particulate. Getting those things are difficult in the human form, especially gluconol and the tissue that presents it to your body. I'm not even going to go into it. Well, perhaps you know. I'm speaking of gluconol, which is the sugar that is dumped into the body and the best recognized by this group. You can find these answers in your medical books, your Merck manuals, your dictionaries, whatever. I'm not going to go into the history of medicine. But I'm saying that diabetes, the problems with diabetes is not just insulin. And yet you can treat someone from here into infinity and be able to do surgery and every other thing, never heal them, never cure them, and always have a good business in insulin. All of you, pay attention to your body. Listen to your body when it's doing unusual things. It doesn't mean that you cannot retrain your body to respond in the manner that you will program it to respond. But you're going to have to take responsibility for it. And we are not going to put anything out there on the market that even resembles a medication. And even if we did, we wouldn't call it that. I really didn't call this meeting today because there's so very much going on. And I'm beginning to have great insight into the workings of ones as insecurities, perceptions, rumors, you name it, is going on flyby. I find it interesting because I have requested that you work with what is. And I told you some time ago that things were going to be very, very serious by January. And fortunately, we can eke through a little while longer. Then I get back in the writings, where are you? What is Dorma doing? Is she being sick? No, Dorma has been busy. Her job, believe it or not, was not simply to write a bunch of journals. That, by the way, I think it's time you got released. I'm getting a little annoyed. We are not a bunch of chickens standing around waiting for the mother hen or the papa rooster to do it, everything. I expect you to begin to think about what can be done in these given instances. We have had to struggle to bring legal minds right up enough to even be able to cope with these things. They don't know how they feel about me. They certainly don't have time to read. Well, until you have studied everything that I have to offer, you have no place in my team. Would you go off to Southeast Asia on a special forces mission and know not one damn thing about anything? And that's what you expect me to put up with. Well, it's not going to be that way. I think maybe the best thing to do is right off, just ask EJ to read this morning's message. Because one's come back with, well, do we have to continue to hear about all this dreariness in the world? We know it's bad, Father. We want some spiritual guidance. And I ask you, do you really? I don't think so. You want spiritual guidance so you can drift and be. And God will forgive and gather you unto Him and up with you. It ain't that way. And it is less that way in this particular little mission than any other mission on the face of your globe. And quite frankly, until you are willing to investigate what I have already offered, you are welcome, but you will not head any of my programs. I say that because of what has come back to me to confront from ones who think just by their presence and just by knowing about me and not blasting me off the face of the earth, they'll get equal riches. Wrong indeed. You ones who labor in this vineyard every day are tired. These people, Dorma, is bone tired. I think I'll share an invitation she had 2 days ago. How about a week in the Cayman Islands? And she said, I can't. Teresa and I are having a baby. So if she yells at you, Teresa, understand. You're all tired. I know you're tired, and you're ready for the next phase. But the next phase may very well contain so much responsibility that you better be thinking about it very carefully. One say, well, that's not fair. Well, whoever said life was fair? And God is just. So when I speak, I have to speak to the multitudes. And if the shoes pinch your toes, I am sorry. But if they pinch your toes, I am aiming it at you. I do not ask you to get up and bow to the east, flop out on the floor and say, oh, I regret everything. How embarrassing for all of us. Only you and God need to know. But the evaluation and the judgment of service for reward will come from you and God. And it pays to wait for the reward to get within reach. Well, but I heard. Well, but I think. Well, but I know. Well, you don't know anything. Even if someone tells you point blank, I know, that doesn't mean you know, and it doesn't really mean they know. It means maybe they suspect, maybe they've heard, maybe they've been told, maybe even they are integrated into some mechanism. But if it's God's business that we're about, you better keep your mouth shut. Because the primary purpose of God's mission is not to get stopped. And survival is number one in the game. And it behooves everyone involved, whether you be out there in the listening audience or within this room, to know that in the vernacular of the submarine corps, it is silent running. Or you're going to get torpedoed. And I do not intend to lose this mission and this convoy to the chatterboxes. This is not a church. This is not a cult. This is a diversification of people with necessary talents to do jobs. And you'll go a long way if you have studied everything I have brought forth to you. And you will head businesses because you have the supreme talent to do so. So read EJ and then I'll yell some more. You notice we're back in good form for yelling. That was a real imposition, wasn't it? It was better, though. She was silent for 2 days afterwards. EJ paid me.
Patience versus inaction. As we run through the entanglements of each day, there is always a tendency to question definitions of terms. In this mode of experiencing, you often find yourself stopping action in your distorted perception that somehow patience is inaction. Further, you express everything in your realm of control by your having. If you expect no more than that which you have, you will never have more. Every phase of life stream has expectations towards which you must work and plan also. And there will be expectations toward which you must work and plan. Correction. And also there will be the ever ongoing need to be and utilize to the best of stewardship that which you have, as if there would never be more. He who finds a way to achieve goals by the decisions and plans for more will surely have it. This does not mean by the means of another clause. As decisions and harangues are thrust upon Dharma and EJ in these recent days, before there is anything to divide or multiply, I find an interesting response from Dharma of, "Leave me out of it, Father, and take it all away from me, for I can labor. I cannot bear the greed and duplicity of my brothers." Well, it is the time of sorting, and before the good shall always come the demands and choices of those who feel that simply by their knowing you, there is somehow rite of passage, and at the least, rite of control and riches. My abundance is something which shall not be handled lightly, or by ones who do not serve God as I serve God without reservation. For those who would serve in this manner and work in positive action while being patient, so shall come the just rewards of such service and patience. Responsibility required no funding. I have noted ones now planning and sharing up that which has not yet even present Some of you who have talked too much and promised too much will find me an angry steward when the toys are passed out on receiving day. I have ones who actually think they will garner great positions and places of wealth and power by simply showing up or supporting ones who work in my service. Nope. Each one of whom I speak at this writing has had opportunity to attend every meeting, every lesson, and have every bit of instruction, choosing not to partake except in the abundance. Nothing has changed from day one. We have a mission, a great mission, but limited to needs, and I head that mission. Ones who produce and do not follow me or the truth I bring shall garner only that which is reward for direct service. He who shall take or forth with great ego chest pounding at a newly found position will be sorely disappointed. Everything in my mission will be handled according to the highest and best purposes and totally in silence as to greatness or status beyond that of a barely making it survivor. You cannot stand the heat of this kitchen and the recipes required. Get out of my kitchen now. You all expect to see miracles and expect this one or that one to present you with those miracles. You await wondrous things from one Gunther Rushbacher. Why? Gunther was imprisoned and reduced to pure poverty by the ones he served. You have gotten him freedom, if we are able to maintain it, but some spread the word that somehow he is the resource for great riches, etc. No, what in the world is the matter with you? We seek no focus or attention, and you ones bring great speculation upon us. Some of you who chat too much are from services wherein chattering will get you and your brother deaded. If we cannot handle business as business in responsible confidence, then we shall not be given of the Father's chattel, and there will cease to be business. This message is for the few and not the many who serve every day in shortage of everything save abundant joy and sharing, but there are some who expect to gain greatly during refusal to accept the truth of presence. How can we bring persons necessary into a nest of takers and thieves? I do not like game players in high places of any control whatsoever, for they earn nothing except disrespect. I can work with ones who doubt and are willing to be shown. I have no great interest or expectations for those who simply have ongoing games for good advantage. There is no group here in which to have hierarchy of importance. I am asked as to why we then do not at least have some spiritual gatherings, such as a church. Why? Can you not find spiritual truth without another's opinions? Why can you not gather into social groups of friends and live your truth of God? Bigot? Do I become a legendary bigot of sorts in my projections of that which I say are God's laws? Yes, if that is what you wish to describe my stance as being. I make every allowance for soul presence and even ignorant opinions to a point wherein I find refusal to consider possibilities. I know that of which I speak, and I respect your opinions. That does not mean I have to consider your approach, your opinions, as to actions taken, or your druthers in anything that I do, save being in total service to God Creator. The battle of my people in this place has been one of great pain and assault from ignorance of ones, perhaps intentionally from others. At times I present petition to the council to place our mission elsewhere because of the continuing harassment and demands. We shall wait patiently until such time and directions are better seen and presented to my mission. I do state one thing for Dharma and EJ. I shall begin to lessen your load in the constancy of such as the journals and the paper, for my needs are great in the human realm for other needs, and you have served incredibly under the worst of times, my friends. I do not relinquish my command, nor your commission. There is yet to confront the many dangling assaults of legal attacks and security of operations. Do you think the adversary would not attack the hand persons of God? Why do you somehow think that you are free of concern and somehow you are not able to be had? It is that very attitude which ensures that you shall be had. We can have great sport and fun over such as calling me a 9.5 foot reptile, but is it really funny in actuality? That is totally insulting to you of God. It is amusing, it is not funny, and I have great compassion for the ones who play in that game, for it is a game of loss at all levels of possibilities. You are the children of the one light of Creator, holy in your perfection and reflection, even if you note the falling short of human perfection. God is not a reptile. So in accusing me of being a reptile, is to call God a reptile and thusly you. These ones who make great public humor of this approach are the very ones who offer their audiences lies of survival. These are the very ones who work with, closely with, ones who offer bad business advice and intersperse themselves with common thieves and criminals. It will all be there for you to see and know, my friends, for some of them are the very ones who have efforted to bring destruction upon you as my small team members. For instance, our egotistical Greitz is now being openly advertised as working with, by, one Gary Anderson, and all in trusts and other financial protection ploys is outlaid by him and his buddies. Well, a lie from a liar is but food of fools. I could not conjure better lessons by example than that which these ones are giving unto you. Anyone who would steal from a partner, as did Mr. Anderson, from all of you right here now, is that which has brought disgrace and destruction upon the places and man created. These ones who take from a brother to bring gain unto selves are worse than the reptilian vipers, for in the snake is no deceit. He is what he is and nothing more. A man in that stature is less than anything presented in development of environment and physical consciousness. To do these things under the deceit of claiming Jesus Christ is more despicable than all other charades. Do we go do battle with these darkness dwellers? Certainly not. We simply place the light of truth and discovery before them and upon them at every turn of their slithering pathway. Respond as required and move on in positive service unto God, judging not, discerning all, and acting in constant presence of light and open truth. Evil will not move into the revelation of light, for it must be fed and nurtured by deceit and hidden agendas. Ever fearing discovery by ye who dwell within the circles of light. E.J. has pointed out that you ones who believe to move in this valley somewhere out from the others, deceive yourselves. You are sitting ducks for attack and capture, right to destruction and loss of position within the realms of our service. If you do not remain close to one another while the assaults are afoot, which will ever be henceforth, then there is no way to protect you, for you have chosen to relinquish the protection whether or not you are in realization of the same. If you choose to do these things in spite of my warning, you prove that you do not serve me, nor believe me, and I will tell you, you will not be protected. It is time you each make your decisions and choices of service or physical human druthers. You become involved with persons and things and lose your ability to remain within the circle of protection. And unless your example is one of truth, according to perception of God's laws and truth, you are not of God. You are only a broken reflection of how you want it to be. Hard? No, just required. I do not simply ask or demand that you live as I say. I require that you serve with me. You live as I live to the very best of your capability being full perfection. Save your unworthy thoughts and actions. With you of my team, those actions are deliberate in every instance, regardless of that which your lips present for the others to see and hear. You would take from another that which is not yours, If you bed another man's wife, it is against God. You ones can make any claims and bend rules all you wish. It does not make the example unto others the one to follow. If you cannot follow your own example, you bring evil into the perceptions of others who watch and effort to discern. What another does is not your problem, but one who will not live that which he claims to be is not worthy of anything save censure. You know that which I speak, each separate one. If you take not the whole of that which is offered in wisdom, look not with longing at that which is the supreme gift from God, for you are in refusal. In all this message I have not said, wear a pious face or movement, that is lie. Human is expression of life, and if you cannot express in God's open manifestation without lying and wearing a falsely pious appearance, forget, my brotherhood, for you have refused the lessons of God. Look carefully at your own track record and that of another with whom you share or would share your very existence. How do you add up in the wisdom and success departments? If you are married, how is your relationship? Is it godly or convenient for the physical expression? If it be godly, it will be all. If you dupe another, or be duped by another, you need a lot of learning and expressing before moving into contractual idiocy. If you want more from a mate than from a friend, you have the wrong needs and intent. This kind of relationship requires no vows of marriage, no physical connections, no papers or demands, just the alliance of truth and spiritual mutuality. I find this not among my own small people. Would this mean that I would move away from you who might fall short? No. It does, however, mean that you who continue to deliberately fall short will probably move away from me. Some remain in my circle to show me right now. It is sad, for it does show me. I think what is shown is not what is intended by the sender in the game of Get Hatton or Hatton's agents. I am going to ask you something very bluntly. Is Dorma perhaps Hatton?
God, no.
Is Gunther Rossbacher perhaps actually myself in presentation of acceptable form? Is it that I am Eustace Mullins or E.J. Ecker? How do you know? Which would you rather I be in presentation? Someone you know or do not know? How do you know? For example, have you treated Dorma in every way as if she holds all the kings to the kingdom of God and would want to offer them unto you for passage and reward? How about Andy? How about Luke and Tyler? Now listen, our unborn babes. How about Peanut? Do you treat him with the respect if he were me? Why not? You expect me to treat each of you as if and without demand of presentment? Remember, you who might be in a room with me or simply reading a message as typed and presented, my words are for the multitude, not the one. If you be without error in action and perception, you have nothing over which to be annoyed in this statement, do you? Well, be glad I am not Dorma as such, for without me in differentiation, she would simply call a halt to this old game and go home, and you ones could go struggle with George Green. I am constantly interested to note that you who hear so graciously from this liar and thief do not respond to him. Why do you not respond to him? Do you somehow believe his assaults and lies? Do you wish no responsibility? Why should Eckerslander deal with this dreary, thieving cheat? I am not bringing this always into the conversations for confrontation to reprimand, demand, or otherwise. I want you to look within and see why you do not put a stop to the lies and thefts. You. This is not for Dorma and E.J. They are the ones who have provided that which can give you life in abundance. They have asked for and gotten nothing save headaches and the joy of mission served in worthiness. You have allowed my very books of truth to be held in hostage for years by the adversary who would have all silence on truth. Why do you not, as a team, circle, of worthy receivers. Go get those books and assets that this man has stolen from you. Dorman, E.J. gave away the assets to you. Must they pay and repay and give and re-give, and then go solve all the riddles and puzzles also? Why would I make more available for your use when you do not attend that which I have made for your use and purpose? Ponder it, for in these days, these shall be the judgments of action which I am required to attend in the placing of my team in responsible positions. Is it not enough to attend the courts as the assaults continuing and the anchors? No, it is not. For if you would act as responsibility of information and writings, demands and confrontation as citizens, it would never have come to such confrontations in fixed courts. But you have to do, you have to act and follow through. For what do you wait? This too is not for all. I have been offered by ones to actually purchase the lot which causes the confrontation, but the purchase of the lot is not the point. Can you not see? It may come to that to allow our work to get done, but it is not the problem. Until you go after the ones who are the problem and reveal their evil, you will have no rest in the garden, my friends. Paying infinitely to lawyers will not do it, for therein lies the assurance of evil success. But from the law can you know your actions, which will give you success. How long will you wait? Oh, you think you have no important ideas or power? Forget that old drivel. You got Gunther Rusbacher out of prison, and he was wanted by the elite to remain in prison or in death forever. The pen is mightier than the sword, my friends, and until you are willing to put your name on a line and take up the pen, you shall forever be immobilized by the threat of the empty sword. You want God to put his name on the line for you? When will you place your foot and name to the line for God? You claim to want spiritual input and less dreary and terrible focus on worldly light. Really? Are you sure? If you think I am harsh on matters of evil and earth ways, just wait until I tell you how it is in spiritual truth. Wright said that you can buy a ticket aboard. Well, if that is the perception of Colonel Greitz, get on your knees and thank God that there was wisdom enough to take him out of the running for leadership. He'll have to use the cheap seats, he said. Well, it's my ship, and he may well find no seat at all as he is going about his workings. As he lives one example, claims another, and thwarts goodness while backing evil actions at the expense of God's people, he presents actual manifestation of the lie that has destroyed the spiritual truth for mankind. I ask that all of you remember something. Man is mortal. I don't care what man to which you refer. Jesus Christ was mortal. He proved it to you. Soul is immortal, and I suggest that when a man begins to think that he is immortal in his conscious adventures, he had best be most careful, for that which preserved his life for later use by God may well have been removed. Two things happen in that instance. The physical body is vulnerable to death and destruction, and the soul essence must pick up activities in learning where the body dumped it out. In some instances of further expression of soul, it would be more comfortable if there was actually death in the soul also, for it is the failing of soul which brings infinite sorrow for glory. The physical expression is nothing. Deny me, and I shall deny you before my Father, said the Lord God Christus. It is worthy of note. Greitz further says to his listening audience that God is a she, Doris Ecker. Oh? Well, then all of you better go back to the early paragraphs of this writing, had you not? However, to rest Mr. Greitz's foolish showing of ignorance, I would remind all of you that God is all. That means all. Whatever Dorma, Doris Ecker, may claim in her work, it is not that she is God. From whom do your preachers, and even Mr. Greitz, claim to hear in spirits? Oh, it is that if you hear Jesus or God within that you somehow claim to be God or Jesus, how ignorant can a supposedly self-styled authority be? In fact, Colonel Wrights and Mr. Green, Mrs. Green et al. Claim to receive messages and instructions, speakings and sharing from this Jesus Christ. Do I suppose that Wrights is Christ? By his own words, then, he must consider that he is Jesus if he claims connections. I do not, however, blame Sir Wrights, Green, or any of those who toss stones at my messages. Why do one continue to ask such questions of them? If people cannot discern and recognize truth, why would the opinions of anyone make a whit of difference? You cannot judge my being on anything less than the whole. And if you have no time to find the truth in that which I bring forth, you have no basis upon which to judge or discern anything, much the less God. What have I done to merit such judgment? From whom? It is most evident that those who spout such authority witness only lies, and if anyone listening and knoweth God sees and hears the lie. Further, if anyone has read any writings of my own, the lies presented are even more evident and blatant. I am not in human form. I travel with Jesus the Christ, and to say I have claimed otherwise is stupid indeed. Sometimes the 11th hour is too late. One such as Colonel Wrights have diarrhea of the mouth in authority of God's coming, God's experiences, the end being at hand, and on ad nauseum. How do you think he thinks God is coming? Would God come without warning? Ah, indeed. No, he would not. He has promised the hosts and angels of the warning, and man and Mr. Wrights have decided how it will be. Well, it won't be that way, good buddies. So, will you travel with me, who offer goodness as the only pathway to sure survival and passage? Or will you go with the authority of self-styled know-it-alls who practice not even that which is presented as the laws of God? These ones do not even live their own tallies, but deceive their listeners for their own comfort and gain. So be it, citizens of man, for the clock of the development is ticking. May the remainder of your days of manifestation hold wisdom and reason, for therein lies the path within truth. So be it, to each his own. I offer my hand in giving. I can do no more, and I shall not ask more of my people. Salute.
Maybe we all better just go home. Because I discern a lot of inward turning. There's some things that precipitated such a writing. All of you need both the security and the confirmation of your place